First Friday of the month reserved for the folks from Northwoods Community Realty. And Jackie Leonard's here, and so is Keith Hansey. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Jackie, nice to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And you're back here and working hard. I think you were at a conference or something last month, right?
Sure.
Something like that.
Because me and Opie were here.
Yeah, and Opie were. They did a fantastic job. I hope you're paying them enough. I mean, they did such a great job in your absence.
Yeah, I heard it went really well.
Yeah, okay. It did.
And Keith, we've been hearing you a lot on the radio. We heard you yesterday. And gosh, I wish you weren't here today.
Me too. But those kids played awesome. They really did. They showed. But what I was most impressed with is the amount of people from Tomahawk that were down there.
I asked Zach if there was green and or blue and gold in the stands. Yeah. He said there was.
We had all the tickets that they sold, but the New Richmond side, there were sections of empty bleachers.
Really?
And I thought that was just bizarre. We had
they take them for granted.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Most of them are probably coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're a very good team. Tomahawk played very, very well. And I think that's just the start of things to come.
So it's like for me with the Packers, the team that eliminates the Packers from the playoffs, everybody says, well, root for them to go all the way, so then at least they lost to the Super
Exactly.
Bowl champ.
Yes.
I never buy into that.
Yeah.
I never buy. I'm not going to root for the other team that beat my team. I've never been
right.
able to do that.
No.
But the boys did well. They represented
did.
Town well. There was a lot of town there representing
yeah.
town well. And so all in all, it was a good experience. Could have been better, though.
Could have been better, but yeah. They did everything that they had to do. So
always next year. And thank you. I know you've been covering. We've been shorthanded
yeah.
around here, a bunch of vacations here. And so thank you for covering. And
it's a blast.
I listened for a little while, but I don't know if you guys knew what happened, but you guys broke the internet.
Yeah. We were trying to figure that out because we had Wi-Fi problems in the stadium.
Okay.
So we had to switch Wi-Fis. And then I was just talking to Zach. The app got overloaded.
Yeah. We were set up for X amount of listeners, and you blew that out of the
yeah.
water in the first 5 minutes, and then that's where we went bad.
That's
yeah,
that's
I had a,
incredible.
I had to turn the radio on. Is
yeah.
what I had to stop streaming and just
yeah.
turn the radio on.
But they got all that fixed. Now
yeah.
they have it set up for an unlimited number, so that'll
yep.
be great.
Always next year, though, right? That's the best
next
thing
year.
About sports. There's always next year.
Yep.
Jackie, spring listings, I apparently, so there are some new spring listings coming in early this year, huh?
Yeah, so with this wonderful weather we've been having, people have been reaching out a lot sooner. And normally we're starting to get listings right around the home show, but this year I already have, I think, 16 listings starting from January, and that is amazing.
So for those of us waiting in line to buy, that's some good news.
Yeah, I think the spring is early, and people are just moving faster and getting their stuff on the market, which I think is a great thing to do because you don't want to be on the market when everybody else is on the market. So everybody waits, oh, I want the grass to be green, and I want to do a bunch of spring things, plant my flowers. But by then, you're on the market, you know, with about 200 other people.
Right.
And right now, you're on the market with two other people. So it's just a way better market to get it out there as soon as possible. And I know that's really hard. I just went and looked at a house, and you know, they're like, well, you know, we really want to wait till May, and because they wanted to do some sprucing up. But of course, this market is so good that I'm like, you don't even have to do the work to
right.
the property. You know, you're just going to get way more for it now. You know, even if you wait till May, put all the work into it, you could actually get less for your house.
Right.
So I think it's just best to sooner the better.
Strike while
market.
The iron's hot
yes.
is the old saying. Make hay when the sun shines. The sun is shining right now on the real estate market if you're a seller. So all the stuff that you used to think about, and you've given advice over the years. Here are the things that you need to do when you're getting ready to list a home. The rules are different right now.
They certainly are, and it's going to be beautiful over the weekend.
Yeah.
And that just gets buyers all excited, and they just want to start looking, and they want to come up and look at second homes. I think that's the biggest thing. We've always waited for the snow to melt mm-hmm. and things to break, and we would always gauge that right around the home show. And it's like, okay, the home show is going to be really busy as long as there's still snow on the ground and people can't rake their lawn, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm sure everybody's probably already been at that. I think you guys won't have to worry about that. You could probably get all your lawn work done this weekend if you really wanted to.
Well, you know what they say, March comes in like a lamb. That means it goes out like a lion. So we may have some lion weather coming just in time for the home show.
Well, could happen.
It's possible. We're due some snow and moisture.
Yeah, we're due a lot of things here. So now is a time to move. It's meteorological winter ended yesterday. So we are in meteorological spring right now. It'll be spring on the calendar real soon here, too. So now is a time to list. Jackie, any trends that you see changing this market in the near future? Is it too soon to tell?
No, I've been pretty vocal about this real estate trend going into an election year. Has historically not been great.
Okay.
So 20 years of this, I've just been bracing for that a little bit. That's why I'm really encouraging people to list sooner than later. I just feel like it is going to slow down. Now, granted, we have historical low listings already.
Right.
So it's not going to be as bad as it was like in 2019, where we just added and added and added to our inventory. We already have a super low inventory. So I still think you're going to sell in a seller's market. It's just not going to be as good. And right now, sellers have heard this over and over again, right? And they're expecting multiple offers. They're expecting it to have an accepted offer in days. And that probably will go on to maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months. It might take you longer to sell your property and maybe not as a high a price as what you thought. I just had a client reach out to me and tell me what they wanted to get for their property, and I had to send them the comps, and I'm like, it is a very, very good market, but we can't like go $100,000 over. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're really hurting yourself in that market because you're just going to sit, and then agents, buyers, they remember these listings. There's not that many listings. So when they see a listing and it's overpriced, they go, oh, it's overpriced.
Yeah.
And then it will sit for 3 months, 6 months. And even if you start reducing the price, people they just lose excitement about that property. And it just looks like the day old donut. So that's not the way to go, even if it's a good market.
And even worse, I think, than that is that people that are looking to buy, they're in the market. I mean, they are in the market. They are very much invested in being in the market. They're looking every day. They're looking at multiple sites every day. They are in the market. And when you see something sitting on there for a while, and you think, yeah, it's probably priced too high in this market if it's not selling right away. If it doesn't sell within a month, you're starting to think there's things wrong with that place that I want to stay far away from because I don't want to buy anybody else's problems.
Yep.
You got to watch out the image that you're projecting.
And you're just going into it, well, somebody's going to come in and lowball you. They're going to have inspections. They're going to be more critical about that property because maybe they do feel like something is wrong with it. So you're going to have a longer road to hoe on that.
Again, it's good to pay attention to the professionals, the local professionals who are in this market all the time. If you're saying now's the time to list and sell, now's the time to list and sell. Take it to the bank.
At the right price.
At the right price. That's right. We hear that all the time. Anything that's sitting there may not be priced right. So new spring listings coming early. Still a seller's market. Anything about the current market before we move on next topic?
No, just that we have some of the new listings that we have. I just listed one beautiful, almost like a tomahawk log home, but it was a different builder. Just absolutely beautiful construction that is up on Long Lake, up in the north of Eagle River.
Okay.
That is a new listing. It's $1.2 million, but it's absolutely beautiful on, like 4 acres. And then they have access to a clubhouse with pickleball and access to actually another lake behind it. So there's a lot to offer in that area. It's super secluded, but you have to want to be in that northern area,
right,
in the middle of nowhere. But if you want to retire, then maybe that's where you want to retire too. You want to go in the Northwoods and hide. It's a perfect place. So watch for that one. And then we have a couple new just vacant building lots that are coming on the market. I know that our agents, are just starting to go on more and more market analysis. So, and again, people are saying, it's going to take me a month to get my house cleaned up. So we definitely have those listings coming. So just watch our website.
Keith, anything to add in here? I know you've been talking a lot lately.
Yeah,
you can sit right there if you want to and just
look good. She covered
everything
perfectly.
Okay.
But yeah, this market is, this weather is just unbelievable because there is no frost. So if we do see some issues that typically you couldn't get done now, you might have to wait till spring, right, to say a septic or a well.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to do that.
There's, yeah, I have no a frost listing that needed new roof before closing. They're doing it this week.
Really?
So it's like,
yeah, so it's crazy. Everything we've normally said in the winter, it's just non-existent right now.
With the listings that you do have, how many different categories when it comes to a price, how many different categories do you typically have at Northwoods Community Realty? Does it work that way where you're in the, okay, million plus here, 5 to 1 million? How many different categories are there, and how many homes are in the most popular category?
So it's a wonderful thing about selling in the Northwoods, because one day you could be selling a $20,000 lot or a $100,000 trailer or a park model. Yeah. I just listed a park model up in the Indian Shores, and then a $1.2 million log home. So
okay,
we're very versed in all the different aspects of our price ranges of real estate. It really is the Northwoods is a very diverse market as far as that goes. I would say our most popular thing right now that people are looking for are, you know, lake homes under 300, which mm-hmm. is kind of a purple unicorn.
Yeah.
And then it's also, you know, just a first-time home buyers. I just feel really bad for them because yeah. there's just absolutely nothing. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing in your price range, but there's right. really nothing in, you know, if you want a house under 100,000, it's very, very tough to find that.
And usually going to have to stick a lot of work into those homes anyway.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Tough. So the most popular ones are the ones that most of us would like to move into, and that's there's not many of those available.
Yeah, okay. I would say a lot of the second home market, you know, which, you know, that's a want, not a need.
Right.
But definitely the homes that are, you know, even under yeah. that 300 range, you know, for a year-round home for somebody is a tough price range.
So in that upper price range with the more elite stuff, is that market humming right along where people aren't waiting as long? Are there more properties available in that upper price range?
We're seeing more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's been like a million and over on water. There's ones that have sat out there through the winter.
Okay. Those will probably pick up popularity here once that water gets open, that's for
yeah.
sure. Jackie and Keith here from Northwoods Community Realty this morning. The Realtor Government Day in Madison. Which one do you want to talk about that? Were you both there?
Yeah, we went down with Sam. So basically what that Realtor Day is, we get to go down. The governor speaks to us. We meet with all the constituents in our area to go over different bills that affect real estate.
Okay.
And what did they say, 650 realtors
yeah,
this year?
A lot.
Okay.
We're down there. It was, and I had never gone before, so it was nice to go. We were, I think, in the conference room for probably the first 4 hours, and then the governor came in and talked. And then they had other talk speakers going over, like, they just chose, like, four different bills. We're only going to talk about these four.
Okay.
And it had to do with, like, foreclosures and laws that
affect you as realtors, or affect
yeah.
people in the real estate market that affect you directly as realtors.
Some of those affected realtors, some affected just our business.
Okay.
How that's handled, but it was really cool to see kind of behind the scenes how it all operates.
Kind of like making sausage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't always want to look at it, but sometimes the end product's okay.
Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah. The one thing that, a lot of people don't know is, you know, people get their real estate license, about 85% of realtors that get their license in the first year quit. So
why is that? Just it's a tough way to make a living sometimes?
You know, I was just on a Facebook page, and we have a new agent that is going to be coming soon. She just passed her test yesterday, Cheyenne. And so when I have a new agent that comes in or wants to become an agent, you know, we try to bring them in and tell them all the good and the bad and the ugly, right? Because there's so many people that think, you know, it's a way to make good money. You don't have to go to school. You can make, you know, six figures. And that is all true. But there are it's a lot of work. And people don't realize how much work it is. And it is hard dealing with people and, you know, sometimes deals go bad. We have a saying that we don't like to say, but there's no easy deal. But sometimes that's true. So we want to, you know, make sure that they succeed. But sometimes it's just not their gig.
Right.
And they don't realize that it is sales, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not everybody is a salesman.
Right.
Or if wants to feel like they don't want to feel salesy. But you're going to have a hard time if you don't want to sell something.
Do a lot of people think that, okay, I'm going to sit in the office, and when people want a house, they're going to call the office, they're going to stop in and say, you know what, I need to, the sales just come right to you, and all you got to do is take them out to the showing and sign on the bottom line. Right.
It does happen that way sometimes.
Once in a while.
Not always.
It's always, that's going to be like after 5 o'clock, it's going to be Saturdays,
yeah.
Sundays.
Yeah.
Especially in a second home market.
I know, Jackie, just dealing with you, there's been things that we would see a house and I'd immediately text you and say, we'd like to see this house right away. You may have had plans doing something else, but you always seem to accommodate people. And so that's got to take a personal toll on a lot of things for all of you.
Yeah, it's exciting and taxing all at the same thing. You're excited to go show a house because that's what we do. And we hopefully will sell something at that point. So it's a double-edged sword, obviously. But the reason I wanted to bring up on how many real estate agents have got into this crazy market, we went from, in our multiple listing service, I would say on a down, the least amount of agents I saw in our multiple listing service was probably like 450.
Okay.
And we're almost to 800.
Wow.
I mean, so that is crazy amount of people. But the plus side of that, even if they do end up not being in real estate after a year, that has dumped a lot of money into our realtor associations, and therefore we've been able to, you know, have lobbyists and that are looking out for not just the real estate, you know, realtors, but it's you as a consumer, a property owner. It is protecting your rights, and that's probably the most important thing that people don't realize. They're like, well, I don't need a realtor, I can sell this on my own, or you don't realize how much money is going into to protect your rights as a property owner. That's what realtors are doing. We're spending our money. There's lobbyists that are out there trying to make sure that you have the right to rent. That's a big one right now. That's one that we had talked about, you know, if you know, to be able, we talked about that last time, the whole vacation rental,
sure.
Good
mm-hmm.
or bad.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't tell me what to do with my property, right?
Right.
And so they're trying to protect your right to rent. They're trying to protect you. So, you know, statute of limitations on property, somebody can't come back to you 7 years and sue you. So it's all about trying to make sure that our, you know, property rights and as real estate agents that we're protecting, you know, the right to put a dock, you know, all of that.
Right.
Those are all things that are on the docket at Madison that you don't even think about. And I'm so glad we went down. It's the first time I was down there too. And you just learned a lot about the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
These are representatives that, you know, they're looking at these bills and we're sitting here having conversations and they didn't even understand what was going to be on the bill.
You mean the people writing the bill don't know what they're writing?
Well, no, they didn't write it, but they're voting on it, right?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
So it's like, you know, so we're there to try to tell them what's important to us as real estate agents, and we're telling personal stories and how it's going to affect. Like one of them was, like if something goes to foreclosure, the bank used to be able to keep all of the money from the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, no, you have to, whatever, you pay off the loan, but then the rest of that money has to go back to the estate or the person. You can't just keep all their money. That was another one that was a bill that was passed. So, you know, these are all protecting everybody, and it was really important. I think mm-hmm. it was great.
Well, we can maybe talk about that another time if it becomes apropos, but we're almost out of time here. We were talking about home show. Yeah, it's home show season, so that'll probably motivate a lot of people to get a listing on because they want it exposed to all the people that you're going to see at the home show.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Yep. I just talked to somebody yesterday. The goal is to get it on before the home show so that we can have something to put on the board at the home show.
Another cool thing happening in Tomahawk, Taste of Tomahawk, is tomorrow. Jackie, you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. I just sent out an email to my past clients. I just gave away 8 tickets. So I'm a sponsor of that event. I'm also a chamber board members, so I just wanted to put a shout out. They're going to have a ton of food. It is just not an alcohol event.
Okay.
And if you're not a wine drinker, they do have beer there also, but it is a ton of food. So if you are, I think they have tickets for...
They said there might be some at the door tomorrow.
I know they do have full tickets, but if somebody wants to be a designated driver, they do have, it costs less for be a designated driver. So they have those tickets also. So reach out to the chamber. Probably still can definitely get tickets for that.
Got it. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll see you next month. And hopefully for everybody, this real estate market goes just the way everybody wants.
Right. And we're on North 4th Street, so reach out.
And don't forget the office in Lake Tomahawk, too.
Correct.
There you go. Northwoods Community Realty, thank you, too, for being here. Have a good weekend. I have to close down the Sunrise Show, and I have to do it, like, right now. So I'm a little bit late, but that's okay.